Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans offensive coordinator Mike Heimerdinger, and it raises money for the foundation's Mills for Health and Healing program. HFMills.org is the website. Jeff Fisher joins us in about 12 minutes, but right now, pleased to be joined by Kevin Carter. Kevin Carter Foundation, sponsors of today's tournament. Kevin, great to have you on. How are you?
You know what? It's always a pleasure to be here in Nashville. Don't like the weather. thought that I was leaving the heat and the humidity by leaving Tampa and coming up here for Dinger, but not the case.
How often is it better in Nashville than in Tampa? Not too often.
Not too often. Not too often. No.
That was an ambitious dream. What I heard a rumor you're going to have your own golf tournament now.
I am. I'm going to team up with Make-A-Wish of Middle Tennessee yet again for another endeavor. Music City, Mercedes of Music City, the dealership dealer championship we're going to do September 17th at Hillwood Country Club. And it's going to benefit the Kevin Carter Foundation. And, of course, we're going to do, as we always do, raise a bunch of money and give it all the way to Make-A-Wish. So it's going to be a great event. Still looking for sponsors. You can reach out to Teresa Halbrooks at Legacy PR and Events, and or you can go to my website, kevin-carter.com, for more details.
We visit with you periodically. You were in our studio not too long ago, and I don't know if I've asked you, but I always am compelled to ask a former player when he looks good if you feel as good as you look, because I know the wear and tear, and we know the stories about what guys suffer after the fact.
Sure.
Are you suffering anything?
You know what? The short answer is no. The long answer is I was just one of those people. I played 14 years. I was never hurt. I was never down. I had very minor procedures in the off season to clean out cartilage and stuff like that, but I never had anything that ever made me miss a game. I was in my 14th year, and I was contemplating the time that I was spent with my family, and I was starting to actually think about what football had done to my body and what it was doing, and I said, you know what? I don't want to walk away from the game with a torn Achilles or a blown out knee or something like that. And I just walked away from the game, and I walked away on my own terms. I'm completely healthy. I've lost 40 pounds and I feel great.
You have any concussions during your career?
I had two registered documented concussions. I'm sure there was a whole lot more by today's standards. But
do you worry about an effect of that showing up down the road?
It's young. Always a cautionary thing, but the way you go through your career is really important. Like I said, I had one documented concussion. I had another time when I thought I might have had one, but football never really hurt me. It just didn't. I didn't take a bunch of drugs. Didn't get a bunch of shots. Didn't get shot up with this or the magic Demerol shot before the game or whatever. Tora. I didn't take a bunch of stuff. Never had to. It just never bothered me. So I'm thankful for that. And I do have concern about the concussion issue going forward, but, doing the right things, taking care of myself, keeping myself healthy, reading, stimulating my brain, that kind of thing, you know, I'm sure going forward, the research shows that it should be in my favor, hopefully.
Glad to hear it. I wish more guys had that story.
You walked away on your own terms. Did you walk away from a contract offer?
I did. I walked away from a sweet deal up in New England. Actually, I sat down with Bill Belichick, and he was going to, you know, pay me a set fee guaranteed for 2 years. He was going to let me go home after every game and be with my family and come back on Wednesday morning. and that's when I knew that I needed to retire because I didn't want it anymore.
Ow.
I did not. It was the sweetest deal that I could have been offered at that point in my career in New England. And I turned it down. And that's when I knew my heart wasn't
in it. You regret that?
I don't. I have no regrets about the way that I left the game whatsoever. I thought about, you know, what it would have been like to have joined that Patriots team and been part of that locker room, and it would have been fun, but, you know, at what cost? My son was 9 years old. He was getting into travel baseball all the time, and I had an opportunity to be with him in a way that I'd never been there before.
If you didn't have a ring, would you have felt differently about that contract offer?
Probably. A lot of things in my career would have been affected had I not won a world championship in year 5. Getting that under my belt kind of took the pressure off of chasing the ring, and it was more about the quality of the environment and the contracts that I was garnering at that moment, more so than, you know, I have to go somewhere to join the right kind of team so I can get that ring or try to get a chance to do it. You know, Howie Long played, you know, 14 years, and he told me, he says, hey, go out and make a memory. He told me that before the NFC Championship game, I did it, we did it, and so, no, I never looked back, and it definitely would have influenced my decision at that time.
Is it commonplace in offers like that to just say, hey, as a key veteran, we want you in on a one-year deal or whatever the offer mm-hmm. was, and say, you can go home after every game, come yep. back on Wednesday morning? Were a lot of guys getting those offers and taking teams up on that, or was that just...
Probably not. That's one of those things that's just... it's just for people who are in a special category, yep. and not to toot my own horn, but I was a seasoned veteran. You know, you knew what you got from me. You got a measure of consistency. I led a boring life outside of football. I've been married for 22 years, and I'm a dad. And
you're not in the training room.
Right. Man, my life is tame, and I keep myself in shape, and I'm always going to be on time. I'm always going to be, you know, make every workout. I'm not going to get fined. I'm not going to do anything silly. And so when you have someone like that and you know what you're going to get from that person, you need people like that to strengthen the chemistry of your locker room, that have been there and know how to lead other guys to being a professional that they need to do in order to be a great team.
Paul, we're about to have Fish on, who knows the NFL rule book in and out. I was talking with Kevin prior to coming on, and there is a new rule in the NFL that he feels like will not be enforced to the level we all feel like it will be. The new helmet rule, mm-hmm. where you're not allowed to initiate contact and lower the helmet
right.
with the first move, with the first contact. As a defensive lineman going up against the O lineman, isn't that normally first contact for an offensive lineman in a 3-point stance?
Well, theoretically, you're supposed to strike with hat and hands, you know, 3 points of pressure, and I get it, but I'm sorry, low man wins, leverage wins this game, so you're going to come off the ball when the person in front of you, you know, I'm 290, the guy in front of me is 350, I'm coming off with the best leverage I can, and the best leverage means the low man wins. The first thing that's going to hit him is my helmet. And, you know, that's how we initiate movement up front. I understand the helmet-to-helmet contact when you're talking about a quarterback or a defenseless player or tackling someone in space. But when you're initiating contact in the line of scrimmage, you have to establish and win the line of scrimmage. I feel that it's a useless metric that would be used as a game control method by the refs in a way that will influence games in a way that you should not be able to. I mean, that's going to be called just like one of those, is it a catch or is it not a catch or is it the tuck rule? It's one of those things that's going to be pulled out at an inopportune time to influence games, and it doesn't belong there. I mean, look, sports entertainment, that's what the NFL is. It is a game, and don't get me wrong, everything you see is real. But that's one of those things that, from my opinion, that's going to be used to control games.
I agree.
Did you think that the what was the voice thing, where you heard one of two things,
Laurel or Yanny?
Did you think that was a government mind control thing? I just want to see if we could tell you a little further. No, because that's what it sounded like conspiratorial wise. But I don't doubt that there could be an element of that. I think it goes unenforced.
I stay out of public. Political discussion. You go on my Twitter,
did
social
you hear
media.
Laurel or Yanny?
There is nothing that I will say that implicates me either way.
Even on Laurel or Yanny?
Hey, religion and politics, man. You're not going to get anything from me.
But do you know Laurel and Yanny? It was the sound thing that you listened to, and some people heard Laurel, and some people heard Yanny.
Sure, it happens.
You're not saying which side you heard?
I'm not saying which side I heard.
That's great.
There's a scientific study that's going to say you feel this way based upon how you heard this word. So
I like it. I think that is a line of thinking I had not heard about the helmet thing.
Yep.
I tend to think they're going to leave it alone in the box unless there's something.
Unless really there's something just really aberrant that's just in.
Richie,
you know,
Incognito's back,
yes,
and he's
right.
doing something crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and there are you know, your fair share of dirty guys that play up front. So
Kevin Carter has been our guest. We're out here for the 7th annual Drive for Dinger Celebrity Golf Tournament. Thanks for coming out here and supporting this each year. It's always a blast to see you.
Always great to be back.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks.